Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
I'm sorry, I lost consciousness
for
a moment.
Oh gosh, Rob is so funny.
But I'm good.
He's
now.
He like, was about to start talking, and then he like had a stroke, and then it didn't happen. Sorry.
I'm genius! How come no one's cast Kevin and I as Roger Debris?
Oh my gosh.
And Carmen Gee and the producers.
Please,
yet?
Oh my gosh, don't say that. We'll be at the Wick in like 2 months.
I'm ready to go to the Wick. I was supposed to be the Grand Duchess Anastasia. I look like the Chrysler Building.
You got real fancy just now.
Well, you know, it's called acting.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what they used to pay me for. How are you, pal?
Good. Yeah, good.
It's hot.
It is.
Because the heater's on.
In
the heater's
room,
on.
Yeah,
it's really
in
hot.
This room, actually.
Not outside.
Nope.
But
nope,
inside.
Nope, 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 nope.
Life is beautiful.
Mm.
The podcast is beautiful.
It always is when we get to talk about show tunes in Broadway.
That's, you know what? That's a true story. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that truth.
I do always look forward to talking about this stuff.
Have
I
you
do.
Seen any shows lately?
No, I. Well, we saw
we
the
did.
Band's visit.
We got to see the band's
oh,
visit.
Oh my gosh! I'm still reeling from that.
Talk about different in a good way. Well, in a good way.
Yes, and the seeing the evolution of this art form of the musical, and seeing like you know we've seen it you know with big events such as Hamilton, Rent, Oklahoma, you know, but it's sometimes it's subtle times that are helping to change. Come From Away and Dear Evan Hansen definitely to me have paved the way for something like The Band's Visit.
Yeah.
And what I mean is that, you know, it is not a musical comedy. It is not a like I'm doing jazz hands right now, and it is not a musical, but it's a pushing my glasses up musical. It's a very serious piece that the music plays a third part in it. It is and the music definitely furthers the story and the plot and the emotion of the piece. But I don't know if it could be the hit, you know, it have the impact that it has if other shows that were not big flashy shows were as popular.
Very
Come
true.
Away being a sneak attack, you know, from 2 years ago. Dear Evan Hansen being such a serious piece as well. And that this piece is very smart. I kept worrying that it was going to go to some dark place, and while it is dealing with heavy human emotions that are just life, it didn't. It really was a good musical as well, because I felt inspired and uplifted by the end of it, and
Absolutely.
Hopeful for humanity.
Good for you.
You know?
Good for you. It's yeah. really a stirring piece of theater.
I just made me think a lot, and in a really good way, and I can't wait to get the score.
You know, somebody made a complaint about it, saying, oh, nothing happens. I don't think nothing happens. I think things happen. They're just not big in your
it's
face
subtle.
Events.
Yes. Oh, it is. And it's, you know, then maybe your life is just so great that you never
Good
have
for
a
you.
Problem, you know.
No, I'll trade places.
But I think anybody can relate to what this extreme story, and yet it was so personal, and that I could relate to that. I could relate to so many of the journeys in the piece
yeah,
that I thought was really
brilliant
lovely.
Brilliant direction by David Cromer.
Oh, my gosh.
Katrina Link. A genius performer.
Dear God, that woman is amazing.
She can do anything.
I mean, I cannot wait to see her do everything else. And I loved her. She had me from Indecent. I mean, like, I was just, like, panting. I mean, Sutton and I both were just like, who is this woman? How can I see more of her?
She's a genius actress.
Absolutely special.
And then, of course, the David Yazbek score. which runs the gamut.
I'm like, really? This is the same man who wrote Full Monty, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels,
He's
and
so
Woman
good.
On a Verge of a Nervous Breakdown?
He's
Are you kidding
so
me?
Good.
And a shout out to my good friend and colleague who is the music director, Andrea Grody, who just was just, it was so exciting to see her make that debut on Broadway.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. Yeah. So go see Band's Visit.
Check it out.
I got to see SpongeBob.
I am seeing that
tomorrow. Kevin.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
It put a smile on my face from start to finish.
Amazing.
Go see. Even if I never watched an episode of SpongeBob a day in my life, I knew exactly what was going
on. Oh, I can't wait.
It is brilliant, 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 brilliant.
Can't wait.
So,
can't wait. All right.
Yeah, go
see
those.
It's going to be some good theater this year. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff happening. And then speaking of, we have theater this year, and we have theater of yesteryear. Mm. So let's talk a little bit about yesteryear.
Okay.
Hence our favorite thing.
What do you have today?
Okay, so
good
Kevin,
man.
I'm standing up again.
Oh, good. I'll stand up too.
Okay. So Kevin and I have been sitting. We've had a long day of interviews, so we're just going to stand and stalk the stage a little bit. This is a little trick I learned from Elaine Stritch. Just pull focus.
She didn't stand up at all. Are you kidding me?
She did. I've seen her stand a couple of times.
Oh, not in a little night music.
No, not in your show.
Don't
give it to me. I thought the song was called Liaisons.
No, it was called a 7-minute art song that had just kept
don't
vamping.
Give it to me. So the one thing I'm going to talk to you about today, I actually thought we had talked about at some point, and I had to go through my list. Realize we have never
this happens a lot. I find
covered
where,
this
where we'll be like, oh, surely we talked about this. No,
and every time we go, oh, we're going to run out of favorite things at some point.
Mm-hmm, no
I'm
way.
Like, okay, so come on, you're going to guess this real easily. This is a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 1970. Which it features Elaine Stritch. We just talked about her.
Oh, the company, the Penny
we
Baker.
We have never talked about.
Are you serious?
So
we have not talked about this.
Nope.
This is like the original of
yes.
you know Broadway documentaries that was, and it's shot so beautifully and well done, and it captures the draw. It's your favorite thing, not mine.
Okay. No, I love it. You you
I
keep going.
I haven't seen it in a while, and oh my gosh.
So listeners, I'm sure you've seen this at some point, and if you haven't, now is the time.
Let's go out immediately.
The documentary is called Company. Original cast album. It is by a documentary filmmaker that I love named D.A. Pennybaker. If you remember the documentary we talked about, Moon Over Broadway, also shot by D.A. Pennybaker. One of the things that make Pennybaker's documentary style very different was he's on the edge of what we call cinema verite, which means there is no interviews and there's no narration. So all they're doing is literally collecting what's happening in the moment. You don't have a narrator helping you out. You don't have anything else. And what he created was what was going to be a series. So what originally happened was there was a producer by the name of Daniel Melnick who worked for the great David Susskind, who had a very popular TV show. And this was all Daniel Melnick's idea. And what Daniel Melnick wanted to do was to go around and record how cast recordings come to be. Mm-hmm. So the first show was not actually Company. Do you know what the first show D.A. Pennybaker and Daniel Melnick wanted to record in the studio cast recording but were not able to do so?
Gypsy.
Nope. So Company opens in, I think, April of 1970, if I got that
yes,
right.
Yes, you're correct.
There was a show that opened about a month or so earlier in 1970, and they were going to record that until the word came down no, because the star might be a little insecure with cameras around filming her.
Jeez, who was it?
What Applause.
Was it? Oh,
it was originally
duh,
supposed
of course,
to. It was
yeah.
originally supposed to be Applause.
Big now, shock.
Now this was very different from how it's done now, but tradition used to dictate that the cast recording was done on the first Sunday after opening night.
Yes.
All right. Now they record like 5 months in advance.
Right.
You know, Frozen.
Or they wait a couple months.
Or
too,
they wait
sometimes.
A couple of months
no,
too.
Because yeah, like so Little Night Music was a good like 2 or 3 months.
All right. So D.A. Pennybaker gets access to record Company. All right. Now, if you've never seen this before, it is genius for so many reasons. One, it's you know, capturing the most revolutionary musical, I think, of this era. And you're seeing Hal Prince and Stephen Sondheim giving notes, and you're seeing the original cast in action. And there's so many different things happening. Like, for example, Dean Jones, who was going through a divorce at the time, trying to sing Being Alive over and over and over again. And if you look into the man's eyes, you can see a little bit of pain there.
And he left the show very soon after opening.
Yeah, left the show pretty fast. You see the wonderful Thomas Z. Shepard in his lovely 70s garb in the control room. First of all, there is smoke everywhere.
Oh, they're always
smoking. Everyone is smoking.
That kills me in that era. Everyone smoked like every... I mean, it must have just smelled awful all the time, but you were just so used to it. Ted Chapin, remember he told us that you could see him in the...
So if you watch the movie, go to 12 minutes. He's at the 12-minute mark and creeping and peeping right behind Hal Prince, who I have to say looks kind of sleazy.
Yeah.
He's wearing like this ascot and sunglasses. And you're like, I don't really trust you.
Did you really need those sunglasses inside?
And there's Ted Chapin creeping and peeping over Hal Prince's shoulder.
Amazing.
But like I said, you get to see all of these amazing things. Of course, what's it known for more than
Stritchy.
Anything? So it's very late in the night. The one thing that they still have left to record is Elaine Stritch doing the Ladies Who Lunch. D.A. Pennybaker said, as soon as he saw Elaine Stritch and met her, he said, something's going to happen with her. He said, I know she's going to give me something good for this footage.
And she knew the cameras were there, and knowing her, I mean, like, that had to have done something to her,
too. So the question you have to ask, so for those of you who don't know, she has a lot of difficulty trying to preserve and record the Ladies Who Lunch.
Right.
She goes through 5 or 6 different takes, and eventually they're like, you're just going to have to come back. So this
and
is the best.
It's late in the night.
It's
I
such
mean,
a
it's,
good third
and
act
you
of
see
a
them
documentary.
Being like, and they're like, you can see how annoyed they are. And like,
she
sometimes like,
it.
Ugh, no, Elaine, you know.
And she's yelling, and of course.
And she goes, no!
And she hears herself on playback, and she goes, wrong!
Yeah, wrong.
One of my favorites.
Ugh.
Wrong.
And her hair, she's constantly like tossing her hair.
I'm just screaming.
Yeah.
Now, of course, one of the things you have to remember is, and I've heard this, is either one, is she really confused? Is she exhausted and doesn't have it in her anymore?
Definitely, but is she bombed?
But is she bombed?
I mean, she's known to drink. She even says in her famous, you know, her one woman show, she knows
drank.
What show she did based on what she was drinking.
Got it? Or third, does she know the cameras are
exactly.
on her?
Exactly.
And this might help her stand out a little bit.
I'm
in
telling
the
you, this is a woman who always knew. Look at any other documentary she's ever been in. Look at any experience. I mean, she knows. This is a woman who knows how to pull focus.
She knows exactly how to pull focus.
That's a really interesting point, Rob.
So, no spoiler alert, but here it comes because you know it's on the recording. They bring her back a couple of days later, and she is coiffed and made up, and she nails it in one take. Now, it is called Company, an original cast album, but now here's something that's really interesting about this. This was supposed to be a series of cast recordings. It wasn't just going to be Company, it was going to be others and others, and it was being financed by Eastern Airlines, except there was an issue. A few days before the recording session, Eastern Airlines pulled out all of their money. Why? Because Eastern Airline executives were invited to go see Company, and they were offended by the Robert April scene.
Where you going?
Barcelona.
Oh.
Why were they offended? Not because it was Robert and April having sex. That didn't offend them. What did offend Eastern Airlines? The fact that she was a stewardess who skipped her flight to stay in bed with him. And that's what upset them. They pulled the money out, and unfortunately, there was really nothing else left in terms of financing.
Can you imagine if it's kept like all the amazing gems we could have had?
I mean, listen, if they were going to do Applause, they're probably going to do like what? Sugar and Jesus Christ Superstar and Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope and A Little Night Music.
Yeah.
And Sondheim was very gung-ho because he liked the idea of it being educational. So what people sort of forget is that once this happened, it came out really, really like for a short amount of time. Then it went away. And it wasn't released again until 1992.
Wow.
So it had a limited run in 1970. It showed up once on like TV's Learning Channel, but then it did not come out again on VHS until 1992. So there were about, 22 years where this thing just sort of languished.
Wow.
But thank God it's now on DVD. You can actually watch the whole thing on YouTube, watch them all smoking and singing at the same time. And if it's anything, it is Elaine Stritch's, you know, breakdown. That's kind of amazing.
Oh yeah, no, that's and Pennybaker knew that. I mean, like that's the 11 o'clock moment in the whole piece.
And there have been some documentaries that cover cast recordings. Like there's one for the producers, and there's also one for Guys and Dolls, but they're promotional. This was cinema verite. This was D.A. Pennybaker preserving. How does this all happen?
Wow.
So I can't believe we haven't covered it.
Yeah.
But Company.
Good one.
Original cast album.
Really
and
good one.
And in my research on this cast album, I found something else that is going to be my favorite thing at some point, but I cannot tell you now because I think it's a gold mine.
Ooh, I'm excited.
What is yours?
Mine is a first. This is something that I hope our listeners will go with me on this. This is something that I've discovered that has we've never had this sort of media type thing as a favorite thing. We never have done this.
God.
It is definitely a sign of the times. The times they are a changing. It's a new world, Golda.
Son of the time, Miss Jones. We're blood brothers. Mickey, don't shoot Eddie.
I saw that in London.
He's your brother.
I was like, what is what is going
Man,
on?
I got high and got Haagen-Dazs because I was like, they serve ice cream here at intermission. I'm like, I'm at blood brothers. I'm high and I'm having Haagen-Dazs. And they keep singing about Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
It's like, how many times can you mention Marilyn Monroe?
Interestingly enough, the guy who wrote Educating Rita, Willie Russell, is the one who wrote, he wrote a musical. And he was like, I can write music and the book and the lyric. I can do all of that.
That show ran
and
like
you're
a,
like, really?
Forever, though.
Oh, God,
London.
Yeah.
That was like a huge thing.
Shoot.
Don't shoot Eddie.
And the Cassidy brothers on Broadway, right?
Yeah. He's your brother.
Oh, my God. Petula Clark.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater. SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Sorry.
So I have my phone out for my favorite thing.
What? Why?
Exactly. Because my favorite thing is an Instagram account.
I am confused.
I know. But it is a... It is... So, friends... Now, anyone over the age of 30 might be like Instagram, but you all know what this is. It's like a social media platform. I cannot believe I'm explaining this, but it's where you basically post photos. You post photos. Take out your Instagram, okay? Everybody take out your phone. This is your homework assignment. You're going to do something for me. You're going to go to the search function, okay? You're going to type in this two words as one word, Bygone Broadway. I'm going to wait for you all to do this.
Got it.
B-Y-G-O-N-E Broadway. It only has 7,000 followers. Now, it's run by Craig Burns. Craig Burns, for people in the business, and I'm not going to focus on this because that's not what this is about, but Craig is a casting director for Telsey. But Craig is also a very passionate person about the Broadway and the history of Broadway. I've lost Rob because, and I probably lost all of you guys right now because I know! So Craig has found, unearthed, all of these old photos and paraphernalia and ad posters that I have never seen before. They are things... Now, we interviewed Richard J. Alexander, and Richard J., who, if you listen to the interview, Richard J. is also very passionate, and in his Miami home, he has tons of stuff. And he says that when Craig ever comes over, he always wants him to take him to a storage place because then Craig's going to just take pictures and take a bunch of stuff. And thank goodness he does, because we get it all. I'm just going to pull out a couple things. I have, let's see, the first one here. Oh, look at this. It's No Strings Rehearsal with Diane Carroll rehearsing with Richard Rodgers. What's another one? Oh, here's the original poster work of Annie 2. What's another one? Oh, it's a candid photo of, who is this? Oh, it's Joel Grey and Kristen Chenoweth and Carol Shelley from 2003 Wicked, which is not that long ago. But oh, what's this? Oh, it's the Marquee Theater being built in 1983, and you're actually seeing the inside of the theater with the construction going up. So that just gives you a glimpse of all of the things that you can see in this. And if you just, you keep scrolling down, there's got to be 100 photos. photos in here. Old, new, my friends that are of a certain generation, you'll like it because we're digging back. 1959, a dinner party at the Plaza Hotel with Ginger Rogers, Gloria Swanson, Gwen Verdon, and Ethel Merman all together. And candid shots. You have on-stage pictures. You have off-stage pictures. You have some of the old marquees. You guys know how much I love seeing old New York City photos. You guys, if you were here watching me right now, I'm watching Rob, and I've completely lost him.
I just looked up, and I was like, what are you doing?
You're like, Kevin, are you talking still? So are you still looking at it all, right? Isn't it amazing? I mean, isn't it some? And so it's so fascinating that, because I'm telling you guys, 80% of these photos I have never seen. And I'm not saying that I'm the official, but between Rob and I, let's face it, we've seen a lot of photos. These are photos that I've actually never, ever seen before. Look at this one of Barbara Streisand and Elliot Gould at their Beverly Hills Hotel in 1963, of her sitting on his shoulder. I mean, like, it is a young Barbara Streisand.
Really? I'm looking at it now.
They look so sexy. You guys, just go to it. If you don't have Instagram, just go get your iPhone out and subscribe. And you can be like my mother and just make an account and never post any photographs, but just do it so you can like stalk on this account, because this account is really special. Here's the other thing I really love about it. When you scroll down to the comments and you can pick them, it's really fun because, yes, you have the fans like we are, but you also have a lot of Broadway people commenting on things. And I think it's fun to see all the Broadway folks like being like, oh, my gosh, there's so-and-so. Oh, there's me, you know, and you get to, it's like a little who's who of Broadway talking about the thing that we all love the most, which is the Broadway and the history of Broadway. So I'm surprised that the hashtag Broadway history hasn't churned up more photos. Ashley Tepper is the only one who really also does that. It's my goal, Rob, that we will do this more, post old pictures on our Instagram account of some of our guests. But it's a treasure trove of pictures and information. So I just want to give a nice, I don't know Craig, but I want to thank him. And I did message him and just thank him for all of these amazing photographs that are posted on here, because it is truly special. I will tell you that there is a gem that if you scroll down long enough, and it takes a while, but you will see a very famous New York Times critic who is shirtless. And I'm just gonna leave it there.
Do I want to see that?
Well, it's fascinating in itself. He is definitely shirtless, and he's definitely there, and his name might rhyme with Schmin Schmantley. So, mine is an Instagram account that we have never done anything like that before. I hope you guys will forgive me, but I don't think you'll ever see these photographs all in one place ever. And the best part is, for now, they're always going to be there. And I think Rob just found the photograph I was talking about.
Ben Brantley and Dustin Pittman at a W Magazine photo shoot in Mexico in the early 1980s.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, good for him. Good for him.
So there you go.
I got a review.
So there you go, you guys. Enjoy. Go to your Instagram account. Go to Bygone Broadway. And if you see Craig Burns, thank him.
And wait a minute, what's this a photo of?
Oh my God, Rob.
This is Gwen Verdon, Tony Stevens, Lyman. Oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
What the hell did I talk about?
I don't even know.
Company.
Yeah.
I talked about Company. It's the original, it's a document. You can look at it if you want or not. I don't care. Have a good time.
I actually got Rob on this one. I thought for sure that you knew.
I've never
this,
seen this. I keep staring at it.
Oh my God, amazing.
What is this a photo of? This is Steven. Oh, this is Wild Party. Oh my God. This is so cool. Oh, that's really cool. It's the Chicago thing that says that this performance, Roxy, played by Gwen Verdon, will now be played by Liza Minnelli.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
This was before us. Do you remember when they used to announce it? When they would be like over the loudspeaker?
Well, yeah. Well, they always said equity rules are that you have to do two of three. You either have to put an insert in, you have to put it outside of the theater, or you have to announce it over. So sometimes if they didn't have time to put the insert in, they have to announce it for a Broadway show.
My God. So anyway,
fun fact.
Here, wah, wah.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, seriously.
So mine is Company, original cast album, the documentary, not
the
actual
I've got you
cast
back
album.
Now. Thanks. Hi, Rob.
And sorry.
Mine is the Instagram account of Bygone Broadway.
All right. We will see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.